Every day, about 1,300 people board SEPTA trains in Delaware to travel to Philadelphia for work, school, or play. But with their rail line service on the chopping block, stories of hardship are surfacing. WHYY's Chris Barish has more.
Kyle Rice is an emergency medical services educator. He took a job last year at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. The SEPTA service to and from Delaware helped clinch the deal. The train has four stops in Delaware: Claymont, Wilmington, Stanton, and Newark.
It was a huge portion of accepting the role that the commute was easy on the train and affordable. I currently pay $40 a month to commute on the train, Monday to Friday, 20 days a month.
So Rice drives from his Newcastle home to the sparkling new train station in Claymont. He gets work done on the 40-minute train trip to Philly, then walks the few blocks to CHOP or takes a free SEPTA shuttle to the hospital. But now his convenient and cost-effective commute is in jeopardy. Unless state lawmakers can agree on a huge cash infusion for financially troubled SEPTA, the service between Philadelphia and Delaware will be cut back within days and eliminated by January. Without it, Rice will drive and spend so much more.
My expense will go to well over $500 a month when I account for fuel and parking by itself. That doesn't include enhanced maintenance and wear and tear and all that stuff. The burden it'll put is huge because the traffic is going to be massive. I'll have to leave much earlier than I do now. Much more exposure to the elements because I have to go further to get to the shuttle, to get off the shuttle, to walk. So there's more misery attuned to that.
Cindy Showalter of Newark shares Rice's concerns. She commutes from Delaware to Philly 3 days a week for her job at an agricultural chemicals company. Her firm picks up the tab for her SEPTA pass. Should SEPTA drop the Delaware line, Showalter has been examining her options. She's looked at taking Amtrak out of Wilmington, but says with daily parking included, that could cost up to $900 a month. If she drives, the parking garage near her office costs $25 a day. That's $300 a month plus gas. She'll probably use her car, but worries for her fellow SEPTA users and the city of Philadelphia.
People I'm on the train with are very worried. This is how we've been getting to work for years. I've been doing this for 8 years. Before COVID, I was doing it 5 days a week.
So what's your message to Pennsylvania lawmakers?
The transit into Delaware is absolutely needed. It's possible people are going to change jobs. The city's going to lose talent. People are going to miss seeing relatives. They're going to not be able to get to school. There's college kids that go up there. There's doctors and nurses that go into the University of Pennsylvania area.
Despite their trepidation, Showalter and Rice are counting on the powers that be in PA to figure out a solution.
Long term, there's no way they don't fix this. Now with football season starting, now with October baseball coming up, zero chance that they don't have that resolved by then because there's no way that they can lose that revenue.
No talks are currently being held in Harrisburg. And this week, SEPTA has flooded stations with employees in yellow vests to help guide riders with questions about the pending cuts. From the Delaware Desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.